homeless for most, like a lot of my teens, a lot of my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I used to just save up, like any money I would get, I would just use to buy some time at like a studio, mm-hmm. you know, the pay by the hour jam spaces.
Yeah.
I used to just buy like an hour's worth of time and then like borrow or rent one of the guitars there, mm-hmm. and then drums. I still have some, the recordings from that period are actually on Bandcamp. They're like really horrible, borderline unlistenable. Like, they're all recorded on this tiny laptop that I, like, had
yeah.
with me for years on the road okay. from going to Toronto and back.
Did you drive that?
Oh, I hitchhiked. Or hitchhiked and took the bus, which was horrible.
That's rough.
One of the worst experiences I've had. Toronto is not my cup of tea. Yeah. No. Wouldn't recommend it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyways, like, ever since I was a kid, I've had to teach myself everything.
Right.
And, like, I've found that that's how I prefer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't learn that well. Like, my brain is just, I'm neurodivergent or whatever. I just don't, like, knowledge just, I process it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't have someone telling me what to do. Like, I learn very experientially. So, like, usually that, you know, when it comes to instruments or computers or anything, like, I've just get to know it.
Right.
Over time, and like, you know, then I have my own, you know, way of expressing myself. It's mm-hmm. not by the numbers. Like with the guitar, like I found my first guitar when I was 11 in the town dump where I lived, mm-hmm. and it had like three or four strings.
Yeah,
I just thought that you either liked your strings loose or you liked them tight.
Right.
I didn't know anything about tuning or anything like that, and I for a long time I had. Like a sheet music that I tried to write,
uh-huh.
but I didn't know what sheet music was. So it was just like, that's kind of the core of pretty much what I do to this day. It's just like, I find the materials that are on hand, mm-hmm. and then I teach myself and learn in my own way and, you know, kind of like create my own relationship and dynamic with, you know, the tools that I have. Because for my whole life, I've been poor and destitute and strung out, and just like nobody, like the people that need art the most are the ones that are isolated from the resources, mm-hmm. you know, which is a shame. It should be treated a lot more seriously than it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the power of art, it should be central. And Vancouver is apparently a city known for supporting the arts, even though, you know, like, in action, it's the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just a complete eradication of, like, cultural space in the city in general. And it's bleak.
I did actually want to ask you if you have any advice or lived experience or anything for young artists out there who are struggling, especially mm-hmm. Indigenous artists who are out there struggling. And there is this need to create. You mm-hmm. have to create to survive, but you
Absolutely.
Don't have the financial means to do that. Like, what do you do?
Beg, steal, or borrow.
Yeah.
Anything that you can do to, you know, to get what you need.
Yeah.
Corporations, don't feel bad about stealing from Dollarama or whatever. Also, don't feel like you need to perform as an Indigenous person.
Right.
No matter what art you make, it is Indigenous art because it's coming from your spirit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it falls in line with, like, you know, like all the sacred teachings or like it's in line with like the ancestral ways. You know, you create in whatever language that you have. Like, you know, just in general, like we're lucky if we survive past the age of 30. Yeah. So just like if whatever you need to survive, just don't feel ashamed. Do what you need to do. And just don't hurt others, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
But, you know, at the same time, don't forget yourself and don't hurt yourself either. I know how hard that can be to put into action, but it's so important to take time to be kind to yourself. And, you know, and art, I mean, for me personally, it's harm reduction. It's, you know, something that's saved my life a number of times. So if you respect your practice, you know, if you, like, whatever medium you work in, like, I personally, like, I have a relationship with art where, like, you know, if I'm feeling resistance to when I sit down to make something, then I respect that and I take some space and come back to it another time or just don't.
I mean, that's what I've noticed in my, like, beading practice as well, is I've started selling my bead work, but then as soon as I started selling it, it completely changes the medium.
Well, I think, like, in my experience, just as soon as you start commodifying something that's, you know, ethereal, that's kind of just intangible, just like your spirit, and you're, like, sharing parts of that, it's, like, endlessly complicated the more that you think about it, because it's like at the end of the day you shouldn't have to sell your pieces of your spirit to survive, but the world that we live in, it's, that's unfortunately not the reality we live in. So just like anyways, it was awkward as hell for me, like, when I first started selling my comics and things. But after a while, I just, you know, took people's advice and I listened, and I just realized that I can't survive realistically if I just keep giving my art away, and I need to, you know, value the time that I put into things, you know, because it is a job. I mean, which is like so, I mean, that, which is like a very individual thing, how you navigate that, because I had, like, such a hard time with that. That was probably the hardest part about making art for me.
Right.
When I was a bit younger, was boundaries, just between it being a job and also, you know, being something that's integral to my being. And, yeah, I don't have any answers as far as that goes, but...
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a good place to be, though. It means that, you know, your work's in demand enough that you need to think about that.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, is there anything that you want to promote? I know you're always releasing new singles and stuff. Like, you have Pulling Out My Baby Teeth, which you recently released.
Yeah.
And yeah, anything else you'd like to promote? Any other comics or art or projects?
At the moment, I don't really have anything coming up, but... I'm working on another project, but I'm always working on another project. So I guess expect that eventually, hopefully within the next couple months. Also, gonna be working towards an art show, hopefully by the end of the year. Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Okay, and I am back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are broadcasting from SFU campus in Burnaby. My name is Elena, and the next track I have for you is called Kaigi by Terry Uyarak. Sorry, my pronunciation needs to be practiced more. So, Terry is an Inuk singer and songwriter from Iglulik up in Nunavut. And they actually used to tour with Art Cirque, which is the only Inuit circus troupe in the world. So, super cool. And I tried to look up what Kaigi means. The closest I could... I'm just learning Inuktitut, so bear with me. But... the closest translation I got was kaigit, which means come. So I'm assuming that kaigi means something similar to that. But without further ado, let's get this going.
Thank you. touch my wings. You hold me back from the good things. Tied up, I can't stretch my wings.
And that was just Lelex and the Apocalypse with Hold Me Back. Lelex and the Apocalypse, Apocalypse spelled A-P-O-C-A-L-I-P-S, like the lips on your face, are a Vancouver-based band, and they recently came out with their debut EP called Solar Trash. So I really recommend checking them out. They're some of the nicest people around. They do a lot of work in the community and everything. So yeah, check them out on streaming platforms, support them, buy their music. Yeah, and then before that, we had Left Arm of Life by Black Dresses. They are a Toronto-based Canadian noise pop duo. And that song was from their 2020 album, Peaceful as Hell. The band was disbanded for a little bit after the release of their first album because of extended harassment online. But now they're back together, releasing music again. If you're into noise pop, kind of that crunchy sounding electronic stuff, I do recommend checking them out. They do have a lot of good music. And you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from the Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University. And I'm wrapping up now. So this last track I'm going to play for you is called Everybody Marvel by Deerhoof.
You come and then call out of time. listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, that is my time for today. My name is Elena. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You can catch me here same time, same place, next Thursday, 2 p.m., and I'll have a whole new set of music, maybe some more interviews and stuff. I look forward to it. But stay tuned. Next up, we have Free Voices, and I might actually be chatting today on Free Voices. So, yeah, stick around.
Okay, we're just setting up right now. So stay tuned. We're going to be going on with Free Voices. It's just a little quiet because we don't have any music going. So, yeah, that was interesting. If you want to grab the mic there, we can talk a little bit before we get on with our program.
Sounds good.
We just don't want to have any dead air, so I'm just setting up our program, getting close to starting our program. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was pretty excited when I heard you was Inuit.
Yeah.
And that was cool. Our other co-host, Lady Fahima, she was the one that spoke about you. And I was telling her, like, man, we got to get her on our program. And she started listing off a few other people. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, I want the Inuit.
there's not a lot of us out here, especially in SFU.
Yeah.
Hard to come by.
Yeah, for sure. And we're getting close to our countdown here, so yeah, it's going to be a special show anyway. Mm-hmm. And we have one of our other guests. Do you want to switch to that mic there? And yeah. I'll use this one because we're going to have one of our co-hosts coming in.
That sounds good.
His name is Wegedesk, and he's all fired up and ready to jump on. So it's going to be an awesome one.